Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Pro football, full circle.
I mean, I think it's an accomplishment for the organization. Me personally, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me. Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, you know, for us, as far as the mindset goes, and we accomplished that this week, we can't get bored of winning. We can't get bored of doing the little things right. Today wasn't one of the flashiest wins. It wasn't the prettiest, but at the end of the day, you know, we got something. We can be happy we won. You know, if we would have lost, everybody would have been pissed off and angry. So it's good that we won.
As it is your guys' job, I think this is going to be made a bigger deal than what it is. You know, we are in week five. Last time I checked, you know, four wins doesn't get you into the playoffs. We came into a hostile environment, played a really good team, ended up with a win, and you know, that's our goal each and every week, and to come out here and to be resilient through the lightning delays. And I'm proud of our team for how we handled the situation. You got to go out there and execute a game plan. That's what we did today, and that's what we're gonna have to continue to do.
All right, it is Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204, football full circle. Holden Kushner, George Kurtz hanging out with you today. Looking forward to recapping everything that happened yesterday and then obviously previewing tonight's games. Let's get right into this, George Kurtz. Hello. We got a nice little slate of baseball, but tonight we got Monday Night Football, and you and I got to talk about that game last night. But before we do, some overall thoughts on week number five, because there was a lot of crazy stuff. For me, it had to do a lot with the kickers, and the best game I've seen this year, the Chargers and the Browns. How about you?
Kickers. Oh, what was that yesterday? There were over 20 missed kicks yesterday, including extra points. All right, they were just awful. It's like, if you didn't learn that in the 4 o'clock games, hey, don't be banking on the kickers, man. They can't kick the ball today. For whatever reason, it was just crazy, especially in that Cincinnati Green Bay game. I think Crosby is still missing game winning kicks here. So, yeah, it was wild. The Charger Brown game was fantastic to conclude the late games. Even the night game last night was interesting. I'm getting a little tired, by the way, of having rain delays in football games. Didn't we used to play through all this stuff?
Did they play through lightning? I feel like there were some cautions there. I mean, I also remember driving around in a car without a seatbelt when I was little. So there's things that have happened over the years that are a little bit better.
I remember being in a station wagon. You'd be in the back part of that thing with that window rolled down. They're just rolling around whatever you want. If Dad hit a bump, I was going to be on the LIE on the ground.
That's so, what I'm saying.
That was fun. And we wanted to do that, by the way. It was fun, you know, that you might, you know, fall out and be smacked by a truck going 85.
Who knew that you were so daring? You're a daredevil, George Kurtz. It's absolutely amazing to see. So, anyways, yes, we no longer sit without seatbelts in the front seats, and now they go inside once there's lightning. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, let's get into last night's game, though. Boy, the Kansas City Chiefs are in trouble, my friend. And I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs. But what I am going to say is that they are horrible, horrible defensively. And I'm talking like historically horrible, okay? That's how bad this defense has been. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop the run. Anybody wants to do anything to them can go do anything that they want to them. If you just look at DVOA, they have one of the five worst ever, and the seventh worst ever tracked by DVOA through five games. It's horrendous on that side of the ball. Can Kansas City make a push here with their defense being that bad?
I mean, I don't think they're the best team in their division. I think that's the Chargers. All right. For the reasons you mentioned, I think they are better than the Raiders, probably are better than the Broncos as well here. But there's nothing nice to say about that defense. I mean, you said we know his team can score a ton of points, yet they've let up more than they've scored, 163, which I'm looking at, I believe, is certainly the most in the AFC, and it is the most in the NFL. Think about that. It is the most in the NFL. Washington have 155. They would be the second most. So they've got some problems. They need to calm this down and figure it out here. Their schedule has been rough, no doubt. They're not losing to itty-bitty teams who can't score. Yeah, they're not losing to the Jets here, granted here. But they got to figure it out quickly. There's too much pressure on Mahomes. I think he's feeling it now where he has a score of 40 points a game to win, and he's throwing picks. He's making all the turnovers here. I think it's affecting the whole team. And now they might have lost CEH last night, so the run game may get affected. Even more pressure on Holmes. They do get a little bit of a break now. All right? I don't want to say they survived the first five games, Holden, but you're playing Washington next week. Right, and Washington's had their issues of their own. I thought their defense would be top five, and said it's horrendous, it's terrible. Then they play Tennessee, who also can't stop anybody. Take the over that game, and then the Giants. I think a Dallas Cowboys still scoring points off the Giants yesterday. So next three games they got to make hay.
The next three games they got to make hay, but I just don't know how their problems are fixable in the short term. They just don't have the talent. It doesn't seem like they have the scheme. And you're right. Their issues on defense are now starting to affect the quarterback. And Patrick Mahomes, what does he have, like five turnovers in his last two games? It's just, I've never seen him look like this before. We've never seen him look like this before. So the defense is actually hurting their quarterback. And then on the other side, how is Josh Allen not top three in the MVP? I mean, this Buffalo team to go into Kansas City and not just beat Kansas City, just smack them down. On both sides of the ball, Kurtz, I don't know if I came out more impressed with any other team more than the Bills. Maybe the Chargers, but definitely the Bills.
Definitely the Bills, right? It was still their little bugaboo to lose to Kansas City. And, remembering after week one, maybe even after week two, people worried about Josh Allen. Oh, last year maybe it's the flash in the pan, that sort of thing. He's just fine. He made a statement last night that I am the man. Maybe he's the new Josh Allen. And, man, Josh Allen, he doesn't have an arm. He has a bazooka on his shoulder. Boy, can he fire that ball.
Yes, he is absolutely spectacular. On the flip side of the break, let's come back, talk a little Monday Night Football, and then after that, we'll just recap what happened in Week 5 as well. But we're going to talk about the Ravens and the Colts, and I just did a prop on FanDuel. I'll let you know what it is. He's George. I'm Holden.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
All right, we're back here, Football Full Circle. I'm George Kurtz. There is no Joe Lisi today. Joe Lisi's on vacation. Just kind of talk to Joe and figure out how he got a day off, more or less a vacation. Joe will be back on Thursday on the show. So it's myself and Holden Kushner today, and tomorrow for that matter, and Wednesday for that matter. Look at that. We're going to talk football. And, the Cowboy-Giant game yesterday. Giants already came banged in, right? No Sterling Shepard, no Darius Slayton, no Blake Martinez. Blake Martinez out for the year with the knee injury, so you knew the Cowboys were going to try and run the ball. They've been doing it the last couple of weeks anyway, trying to play smash-mouth football, establish the run before they start going over the top with you, and nothing changed. Nothing changed. Ezekiel Elliott does look better, all right, than last season. We sort of heard that, right, during the during preseason. We hear that about every player, by the way. Everybody's always in the best shape of their career in August. You hear about baseball and spring training in March. Every sport. Everybody's always in the best shape of their career. We always like, yeah, okay, nice. What are you going to tell me? You're in the worst shape of your career? But Elliott does look more slim, a little faster. He's not a breakaway guy, and it's nearly never going to be that. But he is playing smash mouth, and it's helping the Cowboys here because now they don't have to rely on Dak Prescott to throw the ball up and down the field here. So Elliott did get banged up yesterday. Here he is now there. He fell on the pylon. That's why he came out of the game for a little bit. Who would have known that those pylons could do damage there? Amari Cooper came out of the game. He was banged up as well. He came in with hamstring and rib injuries, but no worse for wear there. And perhaps the Cowboys get Michael Gallup back this week when they go to New England. As of the Giants, things only got worse. They're in trouble. They're in a lot of trouble here. They're 1-4 anyway, so they'd be in trouble no matter what was going on. But now Daniel Jones, concussion. Really a dumb play. I mean, I don't know who you blame for this. Do you blame the coaching staff for calling that play? Or do you blame Daniel Jones for trying to go head-to-head with two Cowboys? One a linebacker. You're going to lose that. You're going to lose that battle. Not smart. So once again, he initiated the contact on that concussion, and now he's out. He'll have to go through concussion protocol, I'm sure. Well, at least I think he'll be back this week. You know, generally it's amazing how fast quarterbacks do clear concussion protocol. They generally do not miss games. Just see Teddy Bridgewater last week. But how well he's going to play is anyone's guess. And once again, now his receiver core is banged up even further. Maybe Shepard comes back. Maybe Slayton comes back. What about Galladay? He left the game with a knee injury. We didn't see this during the game. I don't know how he suffered it or he came in with it or whatever it might be, but he left with a knee injury. It's not supposed to be the most severe, I don't believe here. They're calling it a hyperextension. All right, so they're looking to confirm that diagnosis. We'll see about that later on today, but he could miss some time. All right, and now you got Saquon Barkley, who after a play was over, really walking, I guess, back to the huddle, twisted his ankle badly. And you're watching the game, you saw the replay. That was a grapefruit-sized knot on his ankle. That thing was gross. So he left the game here. We don't know when he can return here. It's not a high ankle sprain. Generally, a high ankle sprain would be 4 to 6 weeks, so my guess would be it's about half that, 2 to 3 he's going to be out for. But just when he started to look like the Barkley of old, he's out now. So the Giants, and like I said, they're in a truckload of trouble. They cannot stay healthy. The offensive line's been banged up as well here. With poor Joe Judge there, maybe already be looking forward towards the 2022 season here. The game of the day yesterday, at least in my opinion, had to be that Browns-Chargers game. That thing was just crazy. I mean, 40. I think I was on Pro Football Today yesterday with Mike Blewett and Dane Martinez. And I pretty much saw, I said, well, you know, if this score ends up being a 38-35 game, it's not going the way Cleveland wanted it. Well, it went 47-42, and not the way Cleveland wanted it, but I never saw that kind of game coming because Cleveland doesn't want to play that kind of game. They don't want to play, you know, Air Coryell style football from the late 70s, early 80s, or what the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to do now, where it's just wide open, let's throw the ball up and down the field. They do not want to do that, but they had no choice, you know, because their defense, and that's a good defense. It's not great, but it's a good defense. Had no answer for Herbert, right? No answer at all for Herbert or Mike Williams. Another big day for Mike Williams. He was quiet last week, right? Didn't do all that much, but he was back there yesterday. This Chargers team, I think they're the best team in the AFC West. I do, right? The Chiefs have all sorts of problems. As Holton said, they can't stop anybody. That defense might be historically bad. You know, the offense could score points, but I think they're also feeling the pressure of having to score those points. And they keep turning the ball over here. This Chargers team might be the best overall. I know, obviously, their defense got shredded, too, yesterday by Cleveland. And there is something to be said for that. But I like this team, this all-around team here. It seems like yesterday would be a game they would normally lose, right? They had a chance to tie the game up after a touchdown, and they missed the field goal. And old Chargers, that's it. You're going to lose by that point. You're just going to lose by that point, but they still were able to come back, get the ball back, score again. Remember when we had some worry about Austin Eckler in the early part of this season? Not so much anymore. Yeah, he had 66 yards on the ground, 17 carries, 2 touchdowns, another 5 catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. He sort of is the engine that makes that team go, because if he makes that running game respectable, then Herbert can stand back there and find Mike Williams, find Keenan Allen. And this team's away it goes. My only worry about the Chargers offensively would be an injury to, once again, Eckler or one of those receivers. I think if that happens, their offense would slow down considerably because they don't have that kind of depth where they go to that third receiver there. So that'd be one worry there. But the Chargers, I think overall, the defense will play better. I like them in that division. The Raiders are playing like the Raiders, right? All of a sudden, Derek Carr doesn't look so good. Doesn't look so good at all. Yeah, I know Chicago's got a good defense, but, you know, they came to your place. And you laid an egg. And I don't know how else you could say that. You laid an egg in that game. You know, the Raiders looked like world beaters the first couple of weeks, right? Carr's going up there, throwing the ball up and down the field. They're scoring points like it's free. And yet now they can't buy a point, right? They just can't buy a point here. Derek Carr, you know, 22 of 35, 206 yards, 1 interception, no touchdowns. You know, he got out. I mean, you're playing your first game against Fields, who really didn't do anything when you think about it. He threw for 111 yards, 12 of 20 for 111 yards, and only rushed for 4. All right, we thought that's where his damage would be. He's going to rush a 40 to 60 yards. That didn't happen. All right, but the Raiders couldn't do anything offensively. Josh Jacobs, they only had 71 yards on the ground. Josh Jacobs had 48 of that. You know, the passing game, Renfro, 56 yards. Ruggs, 51. Waller, 4 for 45. Did have 8 targets, which led the team that he was tied with, Renfro. So it is what it is here, but the Raiders are sort of coming back to, like I said, to the team we thought they'd be somewhere around 500, but not a true threat. Not a true threat at all. So I think the Raiders have some issues here in that division. Chargers the best team for me. After that, it's probably the Chiefs. Their schedule does get better. They're going to play a lot of high-scoring games. It's going to be good for us to go for those games, go for the overs. Props will be on the overs as well for the Chiefs. Denver, sort of a buzzsaw for Denver, right? You were injured. Bridgewater had the concussion coming in. Cortland Sutton was a gamble maybe that he wouldn't play. Because of the turn, he had an ankle turn late. So Holden, what are you feeling about the Denver Broncos? All right, we both like the Chargers here. We both think the Chiefs are in trouble. Can the Broncos challenge the Chargers and or the Chiefs for not only maybe a second place finish? I don't think they can finish first here, but can they challenge for a playoff spot?
I mean, they're going to have to get better on third down. Their third down conversion rate is just about as bad as it gets. So they can't stay on the field there. Their defense has had some issues. They fell down by 18 points, and ultimately they have an offensive issue here. Their offense is just stale. You can't play Drew Lock. Drew Lock is way too helter-skelter. You can't really think that Teddy Bridgewater is the guy that's going to be able to carry this offense on his back. So they came into the season thinking that they were going to be able to run the ball and play the defense. Well, the problem is you fall behind, you're not going to be able to run the ball as much. So I think Denver's in a bit of trouble, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's the Chargers, it's the Chiefs, and then the Broncos and the Raiders. I do have the Broncos ahead of the Raiders. I'm really not a fan of what's going to be happening here. And Vegas, long-term, not a Derek Carr guy, and I think their defense has some issues. But the Broncos fall behind, George, it's over. They fell down by 10 points against the Ravens. They fell down by 11 to the Steelers, and their offense just was not working in the first half. They had 107 yards in the first half with 3 first downs. So I think the Broncos are in a little bit of trouble right now, George.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I think you said it perfectly. They got behind, and this is not a team that can do that because it does take them out of that run game here. So I think you're 100% correct there on the Broncos. I think they have some good talent there, and I understood starting Teddy Bridgewater. I probably would have started Locke just to find out if he was the guy or not. Well, football full circle. I'm George Kurtz. He's Holden Kushner. We are going to be back. We're going to talk about the Monday Night Football game tonight between the Colts and the Ravens. Football full circle, George and Holden. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Hi, welcome back. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204, Pro Football Full Circle. I am Holden. He is George Kurtz. Excited to be hanging out with you today. Let's get into Monday Night Football tonight, Mr. Kurtz. Before I read any of the lines, do you have any bets down yet? Because I just placed one right before we came on the air. I might as well throw the odds out, though. I mean, it's kind of important on this show, right? This just went from 7.5 to 7. Interesting. I wonder why, George. If you had the look-ahead line a long time ago, it was Colts plus 4. Now it's Ravens minus 7. We just had that line move because when I was looking at betting the game, the hook was the thing that was keeping me off of this. Lamar Jackson is the guy that I'm going to be focusing in on tonight. Mr. Kurtz, any idea why this thing went from 7.5 down to 7 at just about every book? And that was probably over the last 30 minutes, too.
Yeah, the first thing I do when I see that, I look for it. Is there an injury? Is somebody not playing tonight that we didn't know about? I don't see anything yet. It is during the show, so once again, I could be missing something, but I didn't see anything as far as that is concerned. Oh, my God, this guy's not going to play tonight. It's a major difference. It could just be, once again, that late money's coming in. But when you say it's at all books, it's a little strange that every book would have that. So is what it is. I mean, we lost the hook, if you're going for Indianapolis, which I am. I think Baltimore probably wins this game. I'm not going on the money line minus 340. I would need to parlay that with something else, and I haven't found anything else. like yet. I think this is a close. I don't think in the game, but I think about Indianapolis. You know, Joe Lisi and I, we crush Carson Wentz. Just Joe Lisi hates Carson Wentz, okay? Hates him. He's not a good quarterback, but he's not terrible either. The rest of this team is good. It's a good team. They just need a quarterback here. This is not someone team that's going to get wrecked game in and game out. It just depends on how Carson Wentz is playing that night. I think he can play well enough tonight to keep this close. Indianapolis, you know, when you look at their schedule to open the season, it was brutal, right? The first five games, we saw that. They just needed to keep it, you know, not get crushed. Unfortunately for them, I think they're going to end up going 1-4. You know, I mean, tough to come back from there. Lucky for them is that nobody else in that division is really running away from them for any other thing. So I think they do lose tonight, but they keep it somewhat close here. Give me the Ravens. As far as the over-under, not feeling that. Probably leaving that alone.
Okay, so no total for you. I think because of that hook, I actually lean toward the Ravens a little bit, but still, 7 points is still a lot of money, or still a lot of points. 46.5 is the total, George. I don't have a good sense on that, but I am going to tell you the bet that I just placed. Now, I am into a lot of the numbers, a little geeky that way. I also bet on feel. So the people that are the numbers people can't stand me because I actually use feel for about 40%, and the people that just use feel don't like me because I use 60% numbers. So nobody's happy with me when it comes to this stuff. But I think air yards, completed air yards, intended air yards, very, very telling for a quarterback. Lamar Jackson is not just a running back, okay? For anybody that's saying that, he is now going deep. He leads the National Football League in average intended air yards. So every time he drops back to pass, how far that pass goes, that is what we're talking about here, the intention of how far these passes are going downfield. The second thing, completed air yards, average completed air yards. The more you have, the more downfield you're going. He leads the NFL in that. And imagine if Marquise Brown could actually catch the football. Imagine how much more of a lead he would have in those two categories, George. It is absolutely amazing to see his development, and for that reason, Lamar Jackson's gone over his passing prop every game so far. 227.5 yards. That is going to be my show play today, George. I look for Lamar national stage. He knows. Everybody thinks he's a running back. Still, he will run the football, but it's also a case for him to go out and make some plays with his arm. He gets Rashad Bateman for the first time. He's in there. Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, healthy. He could dump it down, check it down to his running backs. Sammy Watkins is there. So for all the notion that Lamar Jackson really doesn't have the weapons, we're starting to see these guys come together. Big addition of Bateman tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I think over passing yards for Lamar is the way to go. What do you think?
I'm with you. And by the way, I'm the same kind of guy better you are. All right, I'm a poker player. All right, so yes, I know all the odds, all the numbers, right? When you play poker, generally from the cards that I show, you can figure out your odds of winning. 60-40, 70-30, maybe it's against you. That doesn't mean I play the odds all the time. Sometimes you have to play by feel. I just feel I have the best hand. I just, you know, maybe I'm not good at picking up tells. I'm not that kind of guy, but I do have a good memory of how people play a certain way, and you go by feel that way. It's the same thing with sports betting. Yes, generally, if I have a bet, I can tell you some numbers, just like you said. And by the way, I didn't know those numbers about Lamar Jackson until I read your tweet earlier. And I never would have guessed that in a million years, by the way. So that's one of those things, really? Wow. Can't believe that. But there are times I'm like, you know, I just have a feel. We all do that, all right? I don't think anybody's purely in numbers or purely feel. I think it's a combination of both, right? You got to get the best of both worlds to make whatever informed decision you're going to make. So I certainly don't think you're a unicorn there. Well, oh, my God, no one does it like that. No, I'm the exact same way as far as I like my numbers, sure, but I also like going by feel.
My guys, I got one guy that doesn't believe in hot streaks in any sport. So he's always, why are you still using feel? Why are you still using that? Your eyes lie to you. I'm like, well, because I've talked to players, and the players actually say that there's a mental component to it, and it helps when they're on the hot streak. So you can
definitely
buy that.
Is.
And then
definitely
the people that are just
is.
On feel, why are you ruining the game with your numbers? You're not ruining the game with numbers. Your eyes do lie to you sometimes. Sometimes they do. Like, how many people really? I dug this up today. George, I didn't know. I didn't go in thinking that Lamar Jackson led the league in intended air yards and average air yards. But you know what? He is. So the eyes, or at least the thought process, it was not right until I looked it up. So this is pretty impressive. Now, the other thing is the Ravens, you know, it was last year, right? 24-10. They averaged like 3 yards per carry. And I think we go back to last week against Denver. Denver held them to 102 yards. Remember the controversy there? Fangio's upset because Harbaugh wanted to get that record, 43 consecutive games. And they'll go for over 100 tonight, and they'll set the record, 44 straight games of at least 100 yards rushing. But the thing I took away from last week was that devastating Broncos secondary and the fact that he was able to tear him up. This guy has shown me a lot. I get why you're backing. If you had to back, you would probably back the Colts just because a touchdown is a lot in the National Football League. But, boy, anything that has to do with Lamar Jackson tonight, I think I'm going to be on. The only other thing is the rushing yards. You know, the rushing yards and that prop is an interesting one, George, and how much is he actually going to have to run tonight? And the answer to that question is probably as much as he normally does, right? Like, why wouldn't he? Here's his game log. 86 yards against the Raiders, 107 against KC, 58 against Detroit, 28 against Denver. And remember, Denver stopped the run. He really didn't have much of a chance. He's probably going to go off for a monster game tonight. Like, if there's a book you can find its fantasy points at, if they go by FanDuel scoring, anything below 24 and a half, 25 is something else. To me, he's just set up for a monster night.
I don't know if I'm going to go with the monster night, but hey, 62.5, I'm going the over. I mean, I think it's an easy over for me. For Lamar Jackson, almost that guy who I'm always going to take the over. You know, all right, yeah, there'll be a couple of games I don't get it. But you brought up the key before. If his passing's good, that means those safeties have to back up. You have to get away from that line of scrimmage. You can't just say, hey, we're going to do everything we can to stop Lamar. What do we see in today's NFL? In today's NFL, most teams want to die by the knife. They'll let the run go. You know, 6 to 8 yards, fine, because they don't want the ball going over the top in the quick strike. Right? The gunshot, and boom, touchdown in one play. They don't want that. So they'll let Lamar run somewhat. Yes, they'll be, they'll try and make a game plan to stop him. I haven't seen anybody really do that successfully yet. Yeah. Generally, Lamar only stops himself. I do wonder one day if he's going to take the big hit. Yeah, that's going to stop that period, but I don't know if that'll be tonight, and probably not. So I'm with you here. I'm taking the over on Lamar Jackson, 62.5. I think that might be the only rushing prop I take. And if Indianapolis does get behind, I don't know. They seem to be very strange with Jonathan Taylor this year. I wish they would give him the rock and just trust the man, but they don't seem to. For whatever reason, Reich seems to get out of that game plan to run the ball, which is really what they have to do to protect Carson Wentz here. I think it's a low total, 59.5, but I can't bet it.
Why do you think Jackson goes bananas tonight? I feel like he's set up. He's set up against a cold secondary that can get shredded. He's set up because he runs all the time. Where do you and I differ on Lamar Jackson? Why is that?
Well, I think it's over 62. I think he has a very good game. I don't know who's going to go, like I said, bananas. I don't see him rushing for over 100 yards or throwing for 280-plus. Okay. I'm not going to go that far. I have respect for the Indianapolis defense. I think I think it's a good team. The problem with Indianapolis, in my mind, is nothing but Carson Wentz. You know, it's just Carson Wentz. He's just not the quarterback he was a couple of years ago. Everything changed. When he tore that ACL versus the Rams, he was going to be MVP. Maybe they would have won the Super Bowl with him at the helm, not Nick Foles. But ever since then, I mean, his reputation's gone down the tank. He can't stay healthy for any amount of time. It's one of those weird things. A guy went from really the penthouse to the outhouse in one play. So no, I don't know if I can. I don't really think of anybody else, Carson, who's gone like that.
He's done. I really think as far as being a long-term starting quarterback in this league, to me, he's a backup quarterback. He's better than anything the Colts have right now. But if you're asking me to back him against the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and that defense, I think you're out of your mind, my friend. So I'm not doing that. I don't want to take the Colts. I don't want to take the Ravens. Anything with the points. I mean, if you wanted to tease it down, I'd rather be at that 7.5 again. We'll come back. Let's discuss a couple other things. Tom Brady, still in his prime. It's absolutely amazing. The Cardinals moved to 5-0. He's George Kurtz. I'm Holden Kushner, Pro Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Okay, Holder Kushner for Joe Lisi. George Kurtz is with us. Welcome in, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204. We got some breaking news here. We've got a couple of football notes, and we got a baseball note real quick. The White Sox and Astros rained out today, so we get three playoff baseball games. White Sox and Astros rained out. They'll play it tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern time. We got Juju Smith-Schuster season over, in all likelihood. Had a dislocated shoulder. Things looked really, really bad for him yesterday. And then the other thing that I was looking at, Joe Burrow and that throat contusion. And he got hit in the throat, couldn't talk after the game, went to the hospital. They are not expecting that to be any sort of issue that will hinder him going forward, at least right now. That's from Jeremy Fowler. Says Burrow's hospital visit for the throat contusion was just precautionary. So, Zach Taylor and the feeling is that Burrow's going to be fine for now. So let's talk about a couple things. Start with Juju, buddy, because Juju being out, I mean, this was already a Steelers offense in disarray. It looked like they turned the corner. Matt Canada changed some things up, then got the ball down the field, but now you're without your number two option in the passing game. I mean, how many more hits can the Steelers take?
Well, they're in trouble. We knew that going in. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger had said before the season started that he thought the offense would get off to a slow start. Now, he didn't name his noodle arm as one of the problems. It was more the offensive line and the continuity and that sort of thing that he was worried about there. Now, Ben, he played okay yesterday, right? It was good enough. Went 25. It's all he did. Pass 3 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. So he had a good, solid game. The problem with the Steelers is the defense is good, but not as good as it used to be. So it's not a lockdown defense. They need the offense to do more. Najee Harris has been everything we thought he would be, and then some. Nobody saw him being the pass-catching threat out of the backfield. But is he that threat? Because Ben doesn't want to throw the ball into the secondary. You know, and that does that probably call him, you know, worse now without Juju. Yes, they have James Washington, so they have a decent replacement for him. And you still got Chase Claypool. You still got Deontay Johnson. In my mind, nothing's changed here. All right, it falls on Ben. The Steelers don't need him to be the Ben from, you know, 10 years ago, but they can't. They need someone who has confidence throwing the ball to a second, who can get the ball to the receivers down the field. And right now, I don't think he's that guy. The problem is, they don't have anybody else on that roster. I know people have suggested, well, Ben should be sat. They should play Haskins. They should play this guy. There's no one there. Mason Rudolph? Really? Really? Have we seen enough of him? I think the Haskins thing, you can make an argument for, that they need to find out if he is possibly the quarterback of the future. I doubt it, but hey, I can see that argument. But they don't have their next franchise quarterback on the roster.
No, they don't. And I'll be honest. I think that the reason why they got Najee Harris was because they were going to use him out of the backfield in the passing game, too. They wanted the next Le'Veon Bell. They may have gotten the next Le'Veon Bell. Actually, Harris might be more talented than Le'Veon Bell. The guy's going to get double-digit targets in the passing game. They know that Ben cannot extend, cannot throw down the field. We're talking about Lamar Jackson air yards. It's almost like negative air yards for Ben Roethlisberger. I kid because I care, but still. He has just been absolutely brutal. They've been outscored 112-94 this year. 94 points. That's 5 more points than the Texans, George. That's 1 more point than the Jaguars. This is the offense is in this category here. The Bears. These are the teams that this Pittsburgh offense is stuck with offensively, and it's because Ben cannot get the ball downfield. It's fine. You want to pick up 5-6 yards, you know, every other play? All right, you may pick up some first downs, but in today's NFL, you're not scoring without explosive plays. And while they have explosive receivers, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, like you were saying, they don't have the quarterback to get it down the field to them. George, I think these Steelers are in a lot of trouble. I don't think they're a playoff team. I think Mike Tomlin's doing the best with what he has. And you mentioned it too, defensively. Still a really good defensive team, but not a top two or three, top five defensive team, which is what I think they're going to need to overcome the issues that Ben Roethlisberger is having right now, George.
I pretty much could parrot everything you said. I agree with you. Wholeheartedly, I agree with you. I don't think they're a playoff team at all. I think Ben is done. Ben, by the way, he's the player I hate most in the NFL. And hate is as far as a human being, not because of what he's done on the field. So I'm sort of reveling in this. Sorry, Mike Blewett. And some of the players, people at this network, or Steelers fans. But I think it's a big time. But, I mean, as far as playoffs are concerned, who are they? Can they beat anybody in their own division? I mean, think about that. Baltimore's better.
No.
I think Cleveland's better. Cincinnati might be better. I mean, that's just scary to say because I think their defense is hideous. But their defense is playing all right, solid. But they may be the worst team in this division here. Yeah, but the funny thing is, you look in the AFC, by the way. I mean, who is that sixth and seventh playoff team? All right, you get the four division winners. Probably Cleveland. I'll say Cleveland and Baltimore both make it. That's five. Who's six and seven? I mean, you look at it, you know, there are going to be some weird teams, I think, in the AFC that squeeze in because there might be an 8-9 team that makes it. I mean, nobody in the AFC South is worthy of a division winner, and that division winner is barely worthy. You know, the AFC West, which we kind of like, okay, Chargers win it. Is anybody else going to go win double-digit games? I don't know. Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs, we already crushed. Same thing in the North. Does a third team make it in the North? The New England Patriots, are they going to make it? 2-3, and they don't have an offense? So there's going to be a team or two that we don't know. You know, that we're probably poo-pooing now that does make the playoffs.
Really quick, after I was bloviating about my Lamar Jackson overpassing yards, just learned that the rookie Rashad Bateman is not going to make his debut this week. I still like the Lamar Jackson prop. Now, back to the Steelers on FanDuel. Their win total is only 7.5. George, 7.5. They need six more wins. They need to go 6-11 this year, and you're getting a +120. Let's talk about this for a second. They got the Seahawks coming up Sunday night without Russell Wilson. All right, Browns, Bears might be a tough one. They got the Lions at home. Then they got the Chargers and the Bengals and the Ravens. The Vikings on the road. The Titans at home. The Chiefs on the road. Browns. Like, seriously, George? If I told you at the beginning of the year over 7.5, you go, of course they're going to get over 7.5. They're over 7.5. They need six wins, and I'm not sure with that schedule they're going to be able to do it.
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I would have to check, but I think I do have the under on Pittsburgh as far as season wins. I didn't like them at all coming into the season, mainly because of Ben. I thought Ben was done. I thought that once the way he ended last season, I thought they were done. The defense wasn't as good. The offensive line was a complete mess. I'm not saying I'm 100% sure. I would have to check that, but I know I wasn't big on them. But you're right. All right, I'll give you a win against Seattle, all right? And it's at home, no Russell Wilson. I know Geno looked okay when he took place last Thursday, but I don't think he's going to be able to hold that team. Chicago, okay. Chicago, Detroit, back-to-back. You'll beat at least one of them. So maybe you got two wins there, but when's another win coming? That's the problem. Chargers, Bengals, they can score points in there. Those are both road games. Baltimore's better than you. Minnesota, that's a road game. Tennessee, maybe they'll have things figured. This is December 19th. They'll have things figured out by then. I certainly expect Julio Jones to be playing by then. So we'll see. And then they finish up Kansas City, Cleveland, Baltimore. No way. No way do they reach that win total.
No. And it's plus money, too, at +120. So I wonder if they win this week, do they bump it up to 8.5? Do they do that? I just don't know if we're going to see +120 again to the over. If you do think they can get over, then that under is -140. I mean, that's how bad the Steelers are right now, that they're going to be – that the books think that they're going to be, what, a 7-10 team at best? 7-10? Is that what we're talking about with the Pittsburgh Steelers? So they got issues despite coming off the win. They beat the Broncos yesterday. I think it says a lot about the Broncos, too, and how screwed they are offensively. But that was big. That's big for the Steelers there. And looking at their under, -140 is very telling. Let's also get to a guy that just does not stop. Something's fishy with Tom Brady. I mean, the last time I saw a guy this old be this great was Barry Bonds. It's absolutely amazing what this guy continues to do. He got hurt yesterday. He ends up throwing for 411 and 5 touchdowns.
Like, and he was injured. He's 44 years old. Like, what is going on here, George Kurtz? I know he's the greatest of all time. I love Tom Brady. I've never seen anybody more successful in sports than this man. But goodness gracious, how does he continue to get this done?
Well, so if you think I have the answer for you, I do not. We have never seen this. I think your Barry Bonds is probably an apropos. I mean, even Gordie Howe in hockey wasn't great at the end of his, you know, when he played to like his 45, 48, 50. Jaromir Jagr in hockey, same thing. We haven't seen this. I mean, we just haven't seen this. And I was never a Brady fan up until he left New England. Now you see him in Vegas. You see his personality. He's funny. I kind of like him now. And what he's doing is just, it's unheard of. It's just unheard of, and I have no answers for it. None. Now, he did suffer a thumb injury, but he played through it. They do have a short week. They play Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football, lucky Eagles. And fly, you're going to fly and die. So we'll see what it is here. But hey, I'm a Cowboy fan, right? Fly, go fly into a cliff. All right? The Eagles are not my favorite team on the planet. So I have no answers for you. I have no idea how he's able to do it. It's football. So he is getting hit as a 45-year-old man. This cannot feel good, but he's still fantastic. Yeah. He's still great. I mean, even if he wasn't Tom Brady, he'd still be marveling at the numbers he's putting up as a 45-year-old quarterback. I don't care how good his weapons are, right? And he has to put up these numbers because his secondary is horrendous. It's terrible. Better teams would take advantage of that and score a ton of points against them. So I have nothing but really good things to say about Tom Brady.
So the Bucs, I'm seeing -7. I also see a -6.5 on the road at the Eagles, Thursday Night Football, total here. Boy, this total's all over the place, George. I'm seeing 50.5. I saw 53.5 at FanDuel. The Bucs just don't know what to do with this total right now. I'm going to tell you, Jalen Hurts gets it done. Jalen Hurts is going to help us get over this total. I don't like betting 50.5. I definitely wouldn't bet a 53.5. But I'm kind of looking at this right now saying, I don't care if Brady's hurt. He's still going to air it out. The connection with Mike Evans is coming along. The Eagles and Jalen Hurts, I like him. I like him.
Prime time. Points are coming. I just said Hurts will do enough to help us. He'll do enough to help us. He'll take advantage of that secondary, too. Points are coming. Actually, the Eagles aren't going to win the game. They might get crushed in this game. But there are going to be plenty of points coming on Thursday night. I'll admit, Holden, betting Thursday night games is a little wonky for me because, they don't get the full rest for the week. You don't know what kind of game plan they've had enough time. Our players still banged up in the Sunday game. So I do get worried about it, that maybe Tampa won't have their full offensive weaponry there. But I still think Thursday night points are coming. I think Philadelphia will score probably more than I expect them to, but I think they'll score enough to help us with the over.
Yeah, I know that the Bucs defense, they've got a lot of talent. But if you haven't watched what Philadelphia's been doing, Jalen Hurts every game, even if he falls behind, he's going to use his legs. He's got a nice little arm. He's got some weapons there with Devontae Smith. Both tight ends, Goddard and Ertz, have been involved. So, yeah, I'm looking at this total, and I'm thinking if I can get this at 50.5, that 50.5 is still there. I'm going to take it because I think this thing closes at least 2, if not 3 points higher. There's going to be a lot of money coming in on this over, right? That's what I got to think. I got to think a lot coming in on the over. All right, some final thoughts about Monday Night Football with the Colts and the Ravens. He's George Kurtz. I'm Holden Kushner. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio, Pro Football Full Circle on SiriusXM 204.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
All right, Holden Kushner and George, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204. Some final thoughts here, George. Again, Monday Night Football, didn't seem like you felt too comfortable backing the Colts against the Ravens. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't. Maybe a lean for you. I've got Lamar Jackson over 227.5 pass yards. I don't care that Bateman is still not going to be in there. He's going to surpass that. He's done that every game, and there is a lot of opportunity to exploit this Indianapolis defense deep. So that's my take on that. Final thoughts on the Colts and Ravens, George?
Yeah, listen, a lot of primetime games this year. They're all close games, right? So I think this game's going to be continue that trend, be a little close here. I like the Ravens to win this game. I think the Colts could cover here. I'm on Lamar Jackson as you are. I'm on his rushing prop. I think he's going to have a good day rushing. You're sort of convincing me you're on his passing prop, too. Or maybe I'll do a combo of passing and rushing here. I like those kind of bets. So I'm going to give that. I will not be taking the Jonathan Taylor prop. Only he should get over 59. He just should. But I don't trust the Colts to give him the damn ball. I think they've been frustrating with all their usage of him. And I think it's hurt them this season. I won't have any Carson Wentz props or probably no passing props, not positive passing props on Indianapolis. Those will all be negative. I don't think we're going to get the exciting game tonight that we've had some other primetime games.
You know, I don't mind that rushing plus passing. It's probably going to be around 300 yards. To me...
280.
Yeah, 280, I'm in. 280,
282,
I'm in.
284, that's what I'm looking for. Well, you know, 220 plus 62, that's 284. I would take that.
Yeah. All right. Well, then that's something we'll look at. Quick shout-out to the Cardinals. They're 5-0, George. Hell of a start for them, and a lot of question marks going on with the Niners in there.
Then, is Lance the answer? That's the thing. I'm curious, what will they do if and when Garoppolo's healthy for this week?
Yep, we will talk about that tomorrow. He's George Kurtz. I'm Holden Kushner. Thanks to our producer, Andrew Torres, behind the scenes. Thanks for listening to Pro Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 204. We'll catch you tomorrow. Holden, George, adios. Have a great Monday.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.